This is the Antimatter Radio Show, September 10, 2009. I've got an incredible show for you today. The information you're going to hear on today's show has never been disclosed anywhere, ever, in any news show, on any radio show, not on Alex Jones, not on Dr. Deagle, nowhere. And by the way, the Dr. Deagle show is postponed. That was scheduled for today, but we're going to postpone that. That'll be coming up in the next couple weeks. Stay tuned to antimatterradio.com to find out when that show is going to be broadcast. Today's show is a bit of a departure from some of our shows that we've been conducting, which are about archaeology, spirituality, religious experience, ecstasy, the religious ecstasy, that is, and so forth. This show is also about political issues such as the New World Order. And that's what today's show is going to be about. Tomorrow is 9/11, and so I'm labeling this show the 9/11 special, since that is the political event of our time that has shaped basically everything about our lives since it happened. When I mean it shaped everything about our lives, it changed the way our country exists. The government is hyper-focused on all kinds of security and intrusion and anti-constitutional activities, just spying on your banking, your phone systems. Everybody is considered to be a potential terrorist. We're basically transformed from a free society to a 1984 sort of society. What 1984 means is that's the book by George Orwell, 1984, about a state, a nation, where the government completely took over everything from consciousness to information to spirituality, destroyed the family, and so forth. We've got incredible similarities brewing in our culture, and I think nobody really knows about it. I think people often read about the Nazis and say, gee, can you believe something like that happened? How could something like that have gone on and people not notice? Well, the exact same thing is perking its head up here in America now. The Nazis, for example, took over healthcare, took over the auto industry, built concentration camps. All three of those things are going on right now. And by the way, there's a film coming out called Camp FEMA, published by William Lewis. I am in that film, interviewed extensively in that film. And I do not make any profit off of that film, but I strongly recommend you look into that film if you want to know about the concentration camps I just referred to. The concentration camps are not filled with citizens. They're empty all over the nation. Why are they there? It's as if they're waiting to be filled. When Katrina happened, those camps were not used. The government has said in the few newscasts that have come out about these concentration camps or FEMA camps that exist, the government has said, oh, well, those are for in case there's national disaster or in case of mass immigration. Well, both of those happened. We've had illegal immigrants coming into the nation by the millions per year, and they don't get put in the camps. Of course, I would be against them being put in the camps anyway. But the point is that the government said that that's what they were used for, and they were not. Also, Hurricane Katrina, it was not until months and months after Katrina that people were putting these FEMA camps. In fact, new ones were built for that. So the government's simply lying. If you want more information on this, my book, Corporatism, Chapter 6, also has extensive information on these camps. So anyway, back to the subject of this show today. We are, again, departing from our normal shows. Next week we will have part two of what we've covered last week, which is religion and archaeology not conducive to the standard view of reality, part two. And then the week after that, we will have the nature and philosophy of religion, part one, ecstasy, dragons, meditation, and divinity is the subtitle of that show. And then the week after that is tentatively scheduled numerology, part two. We had numerology part one, I think it was 2 weeks ago. So that schedule is subject to change, but that's on antimatterradio.com. That is tentatively what I have up right now. Okay, so today's show is about this incredibly important issue, which I have some background in due to the publication of my book, Corporatism, and my appearance on shows like the Alex Jones Show and other areas I've appeared, and that's about the New World Order. Now, the New World Order is, we're told in the mass media now that this exists. It was for years and years we were told that we were crazy to believe this existed, and now the mass media has started to admit that it does exist. Now, I want to reemphasize that the information I'm going to give you today on this show has never appeared anywhere, ever. And it is huge, incredibly momentous information. On my website, antimatterradio.com, the website for this radio show, you will see on the left side there's a set of links. The third one down is a new link called Political Writings. All my political writings that I've published are on that page. I've only published my political writings in two places, at Infowars.com, which is Alex Jones' site, and RestoreTheRepublic.com, which is Gary Franchi's site. Those articles start with the oldest and go to the newest on that page. The page is www.abstractadam.com/political_writings.htm. Okay, those writings go in order from the first, which the first one I published was on April 13, and they go all the way up to the one I published yesterday. It was actually early in the morning this morning, about 1 in the morning. So let's just get to the point. What is this momentous information I have to present that has never been presented anywhere? I will say it in one sentence, and then we'll take the next 2 hours of this show to hash it out. And that, the information is as follows. 9/11, as many of us know, 9/11 was not conducted by who the TV and the government says it was conducted by, this group of people that live in caves over in the Middle East. Okay, it was not 9/11. Also, this is not the momentous information. I'm just giving you a warm up here for 30 seconds. 9/11 also was not carried out by Bush and Cheney. It was not necessarily carried out by anybody really that's very visible in our government. 9/11 was carried out by what's called the New World Order. And that is a group of people associated with international, non-national organizations, nations that are not bound to a single country, such as the United Nations or the World Trade Organization or the World Bank or the IMF. And the CIA in some ways resembles such a group. Yeah, these groups control nations, but they are not specifically part of any nation. They exist either on the news, you all know about them. And when we talk about the UN, a lot of you may say, well, the UN, that's just all the people from the nations getting together and talking, isn't it? No. If you think that, you've been tricked. If you think that, you have believed a lie that the mass media has told you. And that lie is just that the UN is controlled by the nations, the people that control the nations of the world. The UN is, in fact, controlled by huge sets of little discussed groups, little committees and so forth that work in the UN that influence the nations of the world that meet at the UN, the leaders of the nations of the world that meet at the UN. Okay, there's a book called The Beast on the East River that describes this quite well. It's a very enlightening book. You should all read. Okay, so there's nothing mysterious about the existence of this New World Order. Okay? It's quite laughable that the mass media, for years and years and years, has told us that if you believe that they exist, you're crazy. When you can just simply go to the UN's website and see all these secret committees, and largely unknown committees that control all the people at the UN. Or you can go and read about the World Bank and what they do and how they control money and the actions of political leaders of nations. The same goes with the World Trade Organization, the World Health Organization, and so forth. There's nothing secret. So these groups all work together and all control the nations of the governments of the nations of the world. Okay, so there's a secret government behind the governments of the nations. One government behind the many governments. So really, for all practical purposes, there's one government that controls the world. That's called the New World Order. So it's just kind of silly I have to sit here and explain this for 5 minutes. You know, we've got all kinds of incredible political issues going on in the world, and I have to sit here and, you know, try to convince you that this group exists when you all can go check it out on on the internet, and it's announced on the news that they exist too. So we need to get a little bit past this and realize the big stuff that's going on in the world. Okay, to understand today's show fully, I'm going to try to give as much background as I can, but to understand today's show, probably if you have a good background in the study of the New World Order from listening to Alex Jones or reading books like my book Corporatism, it will definitely help you, but I'll do my best to give you the background. Okay? So now, the issue is that 9/11 was conducted by this secret group in this secret government. Okay? It was done for financial reasons, to give them power and to take power away from the people of the world, especially Americans. Okay, the way that's done is if there's a large crime committed, what politicians, these controlled politicians, say is they say, oh, we need more police and so forth. Not, you know, more guns for the citizens and more, you know, power to the individual. Because that's the, like the Founding Fathers thought, that's what real Homeland Security is. Okay, what the politicians will say, the politicians who are controlled by the New World Order, what they will say is, no, what we need is more police and so forth. So, you know, we need to build a police state, a Homeland Security state. You know, we need Guantanamo Bay prisons and so forth. So what that does is basically brings all the control to them and takes it away from the people. Okay, so the way that the New World Order controls the politicians of the world is through things like think tanks and lobbyists and so forth. So you have to go and read my book, Corporatism, or go study these topics to find out, you know, what, for example, Congress is talking about every day in their meetings. They're usually not sitting there saying, oh, well, the people voted on this, so let's go talk about that and find out what the people want to do. No. What they do is they find out what think tanks and lobbyists have brought to them and talk about those issues. If you doubt this, go to Alex Jones' website right now, today, on September 10, 2009. He has an incredible news story posted on his website. It's a YouTube video of a certain senator at a town hall telling the people he runs the town hall. They don't have any saying what happens at the town hall. He controls it. He runs the show. They're not going to boss him around or tell him how to run his congressional office. He runs it. It's basically saying, sit down and shut up, okay? If that doesn't get you irritated, then turn this show off and listen to something else, okay? Because that's not democracy. Democracy is we pay their bills. They exist because of us. They do what we say. We throw them in the street. If you don't have that attitude, you're a slave. So many Americans have that attitude. They think that these senators and presidents are like kings and we need to do whatever, you know, we need to bow down and like we're little pathetic imbeciles for them. No, that's not how it works. That's not democracy. Democracy is they're slaves to us. They just simply do what we want. We vote them in and they're public servants. All right? I shouldn't even have to really explain this. But anyways, let's get on with the issue. Here's the momentous information that's never been disclosed anywhere ever, which I'm going to describe in detail for you today. That is as follows. The New World Order carried out 9/11. They purposely did so in a very sloppy way so that gradually over years and years and years, the information would come out that it was a staged, faked incident. Faked in that it was not done by these people that live in these caves. It was done by them, and they just said it was done by these other people, and it really wasn't. It was done by them in order for them to take over and enslave Americans. Okay? And the New World Order, okay, here's the momentous information specifically is 9/11 being a fake inside job, a staged event. That is going to come out in the mass media. It's going to be blamed on Bush. Bush is going to flee to South America. A revolution will ensue, and the New World Order is going to try to use this revolution for their own purposes to shape the world in the way that they want. Now, some of these claims may sound bizarre to you, but I have massive evidence for every single one of them, which you can read about on this Political Writings page that I referred to a few minutes ago on this show, and I'm going to describe all this today. I'm going to give you all the evidence on this show today, so you don't have to go and read all that for hours, because there's quite a bit. Some of those articles are, you know, 10 pages long, and there's about 15 of them. So, again, in summary, 9/11 is an inside job is going to come out in the mass media. We're going to see people like Bill O'Reilly and Keith Olbermann talking about it and saying, yes, wow, we just discovered it's an inside job. You know, like nobody knew this before. I mean, people like Alex Jones have been saying this since the day it happened. Okay. And what they're going to do, so it's going to come out and it's going to be specifically planned to come out by the New World Order. And so therefore, the New World Order wants 9/11 as an inside job exposed. Okay, that's the momentous information. And it's momentous because it seems in the 9/11 truth community, this group of people who have been fighting to reveal that 9/11 is a staged, faked event. You know, it was not Osama bin Laden's group driving those planes into the towers. It was, who knows who. They could have been remote control planes or who knows exactly what happened. The remote control plane technology has existed for over a decade. So, and, you know, plus we don't know all the high tech technology that the military has. They may have, that's just what we know of, you know, technology that we know of. And it's not classified and top secret and all that. So, what you have then is a situation where people like myself and Alex Jones and Dr. Bill Deagle and many people all have been fighting to get this revealed that 9/11 is an inside job. And the New World Order, which controls the mass media, and I'll explain how they control the mass media in a second. It's very simple. They are going to let it come out purposely. Okay, because, and then they're going to watch a revolution of the people versus the government set forth. And then they're going to try to get involved in that revolution, get behind it, hijack it, and use that chaos for their purposes. Now, this is what's happened in every other revolution I can think of worldwide, such as a good example is the French Revolution. Okay, the French Revolution brought about it started because of tensions of you know, people were starving, there was economic collapse, and then society collapse, chaos ensued, and then Napoleon used it to set up a ultra-massive police state of sheer tyranny. So do you see how that works? As Alex Jones is the one who taught me this years ago. The way this works is the chaos and the politicians act like, oh, we don't want chaos and we want peace on the streets and so forth. And then curiously, you know, crime rates, you know, don't go down and they are for gun control. Gun control always brings about an increase in crime because you have citizens that are unarmed and are vulnerable to criminals. Criminals have the power in that situation. So politicians who are saying that they want to reduce crime rates are probably lying. At least the high-level politicians that really have power and are really working with the lobbyists and the think tanks who are in touch with the New World Order organizations. Okay, so because chaos in the streets gives power to the politicians because it lets them crack down and set up a police state. Troops in the streets is good for politicians because they can have sheer control over people. Okay, what politicians don't seem to like is groups of free people, groups that they don't have control of, artistic communities that are not forming their thoughts in the way the politicians are trying to dictate them to do so with their television and their propaganda. So, I told you I was going to describe how the New World Order controls the mass media. That's quite simple. Here's how the media works. You've got let's take a media organization. Let's take a big one like NBC. Now, let's take MSNBC, for example, one of the subsidiaries of, or one of the subgroups of this huge media enterprise, NBC. Now, when we watch NBC, we see news stories come out. Now, those news stories are given to us by a reporter, and the reporter gives them to the editor, and the editor chooses which news story to use, and if the content of the news story is how the editor wants it to be. So you may have 100 or 200 reporters, but all information has to pass through this one editor. Okay, so really all the information you get on a certain news show on MSNBC may just come through one person. And that person may be hired and put in place by the New World Order, because the New World Order organizations ultimately are the ones who own companies like NBC. How do I know that? Well, here's how it works. Let's take NBC. NBC and all the groups, you know, CNBC, MSNBC, everything underneath in that umbrella of NBC is owned by General Electric. General Electric, of course, is one of the biggest makers of weapons, war weapons, nuclear weapons, and so forth. There is. Okay, and that company, General Electric, is directly controlled and in cahoots with the New World Order organizations that I referred to at the beginning of the show. So do you see how this works? The New World Order is in cahoots with General Electric. General Electric buys the media, in this case buys NBC, puts an editor in place where all information has to go through this editor. So then you sitting there on your TV tonight watching MSNBC think you're getting free and information that just, you know, just freely makes it in MSNBC when you're watching Keith Olbermann, but that anything, nothing of the sort exists. Complete lie. Your information is incredibly controlled. That's why, for example, when Michael Jackson dies, every single news organization there is, from NPR to Fox News to MSNBC and so forth, will report on it for a week. And then they ignore the most incredibly huge news stories ever imaginable that exist out there, like the shortage of bees, the collapse of the fisheries in the Pacific Ocean, the record cool temperatures that we've had, the cooling of the sun, and how that's going to affect our climate, which no politician's talking about. They're talking about global warming, which is... Yeah, anyway. And so forth. Instead, they talk about Michael Jackson's tweet. So that's how... Do you see how this works? It's very, very clear. It's very, very hard for people to understand this, typically, because they are not taught this. They're taught something when they're young, like, oh, information's free and everything's spontaneous and nothing's controlled and planned. So then they grow up and it's hard for them to ever... Even though there's no evidence for that spontaneous view, there's no evidence for it, and they have a hard time believing the view that has lots of evidence, which is what I just gave you, that all the information is highly controlled. Now, there are places where the information is not highly controlled, and that would be this radio show, for example, or some of the other radio shows on BBS, such as Dr. Len Horowitz's show is a good example. And, you know, Alex Jones is a great example. And you know what I mean. So that's just background on how – I mean, it's very clever. I mean, what the New World Order does is they own the media, so they don't broadcast themselves too much in the mass media. They'll talk about the IMF and once in a while on, you know, CNN or something, and they'll describe it in very good light, how it's such a wonderful organization. But people generally won't know what it is or that it has any power or anything. So they just keep information from themselves and their power that they have away from the people, outside of the mass media, and therefore nobody will know about it. So they're keeping their power secret, and so therefore the people will think that the power is coming from other things like governments or something. And you know what the funny thing is that the ultimate power of the world is with the people. There's billions of people, and the New World Order is only just a few thousand of them. We're all armed here in America, so we are very, very powerful. They can't – a lot of people think they're going to exterminate us all and so forth, and they've certainly done a lot of that in the past, and there certainly is plans on the table for doing a lot of that again, you know, sort of a repeat of what happened in Nazi Germany, and a lot of these plagues are kind of fishy and stuff, how the swine flu popped up out of nowhere. And there's been newspapers that say that was developed in a lab beforehand and so forth. And in fact, the World Trade or the World Health Organization announced that on their website. Of course, that didn't make the mass media, so a lot of people won't understand that or won't will have a hard time believing that. But nevertheless, this is how the world works. So there's plenty of evidence for this. So let me start going through this, what I'm labeling as incredibly profound, never before heard information anywhere ever. And that is that 9/11 is an inside job, is going to come out in the mass media, the New World Order controlled mass media, purposely. And what is going to ensue is a revolution of the people versus the people versus the government in a lot of ways. You can already see that brewing. Okay, I mean the mass media is so highly controlled for reasons I just gave. I mean, when they want to keep something a secret or when they want to give false information, they can do it. For example, no mass media, I've never, ever heard, ever, of CNN or Fox News or MSNBC or any NPR, anything, I've never heard them ever discuss depleted uranium. Now, depleted uranium exists in every single one of your lungs right now, except mine. I'll explain why in a second. Okay, depleted uranium. Okay, we've got all these wars going on in the Middle East, Afghanistan, Pakistan. Israel has had some things going on next door to them, and in Iraq, of course. So, what they're using over there are bombs composed of depleted uranium. And they'll say that they're very safe, and, you know, depleted uranium is very safe. You just have to keep it nice and condensed. But the funny thing is there is that when you shoot a depleted uranium bullet or bomb at something, it blasts all over the place. And depleted uranium is radioactive uranium, just like what comes out of an atomic bomb. And so it's a very small, lightweight particle which floats up in the air. And there's been so many bombs that have gone off in the Middle East in the last 20 years that are depleted uranium bombs that there's hugely elevated levels of depleted uranium worldwide, and we're all breathing that in. Now, the best person who's covered this information, I forgot her name. She's often on a radio show called the Rents Radio Show, R-E-N-S-E. I forgot her name. If you go look up depleted uranium diabetes on Google, you'll get to her information, because she's found out that in the highest concentrations of the world of depleted uranium due to air flows, you also have the highest levels of diabetes, and the inverse is also the true. The lowest levels give the lowest levels of diabetes. So the correlation there implies that depleted uranium is behind all this diabetes that we have going on worldwide. Sorry, I can't remember her name. That's unfortunate. But if you look that up, you'll get to her. So now the mass media never reports on this. It's such an incredible health hazard. All of you are breathing it in right now. It's so incredibly toxic. I mean, there's been so much mayhem and health hazard madness over in the Middle East. It's unbelievable. And the mass media will never report on it, ever. Now, there's nothing more newsworthy than what I just described. And instead they talk about Michael Jackson for a month. What does that tell you? That tells you that this mass media is so well controlled, it's almost astonishing. And what else does it tell you? Now, this show, we're piecing everything together, piece by piece by piece. So I'm bringing this forth in steps so we get all this straight. So what that tells you is, if the mass media is so highly controlled, and if it's controlled by the New World Order, then that means that if they're bringing something out, they want you to know about it. For example, if they talk about Michael Jackson for a month, they want your attention focused there. They want you to talk about this stupid, pathetic information that is not really news. It's, you know, people. It's just a guy dying that wrote some songs. Maybe it should be in the news for an hour or something. But they're specifically trying to distract you. Okay, they're not going to talk about the rainforest burning down in the Amazon and how that affects our oxygen level. They'll never report on that, ever. And neither will these pathetic environmentalist organizations either, like the Nature Conservancy, which, by the way, the chairman of is Harry Paulson, who was the Treasury Secretary under Bush, the guy behind all these criminal bailouts that stole all this money from us. Okay, so, you know, he stole all the money and gave it to the banks. So, the New World Order is going to specifically use the mass media to show that 9/11 is an inside job. Now, a lot of people don't like this thesis, and I've tried to bring this up in some articles I've published, and I've gotten a lot of people really mad at me because people have really been, political activists have really been fighting to get this incredible amount of evidence that 9/11 was not run by these people in caves, you know, brought out to the fore. And people think that if it's true that, well, the New World Order is actually working to also try to bring it out to bring out all kinds of chaos that they're going to use for their benefit, then it makes us look like we're working for the New World Order, or it makes us look like it's for their benefit, you know, we're doing things for their benefit. And I will describe the article I published last night at RestoreTheRepublic.com. The article is called, it's the last article on the political activist, or sorry, the political writings page at DiamatterRadio.com. It's called "The Bush Family Bought a Plantation in South America Because the New World Order Pre-Planned Bringing Out That 9/11 Is an Inside Job to Blame It on Bush." Okay, that article right there shows that if you understand this whole process and we wake up to it, actually, this doesn't rob our efforts. This actually can help us. We just have to wake up to it. And I'm going to give specific reasons for that shortly. So I need to start going through these articles. We're already a half hour into the show, so I need to get moving on this. Now, the first article that I published in these series of articles, I'm just going to go through these and then we'll see how this turns out. Okay, you can read these on your own. But the first article, when I was starting to figure all this information out, the first article I published on it, I didn't know everything I'm telling you today, but it was called, it was published on Infowars.com, April 13, 2009. It's called "The New World Order is Taking Over the Patriot and Truth Movement." And in that article, basically what I said is that it's kind of curious that all of a sudden, I mean, if you pay attention as closely to the mass media as I do on what they're doing, they're talking about a whole lot of things that just a year ago they would never touch ever. I mean, you have Alex Jones has pointed out a lot of this stuff to me. Like, for example, Michael Savage on his radio show is talking about false flag terror, the idea that governments purposely and secretly create terror events like 9/11 to bring chaos, which lets them set up police states, just like Hitler did with the Reichstag fire and so forth. I mean, that's coming out. And the mass media is talking about the New World Order. They talked about the end of Fed protests. They're talking about all kinds of things. Why, all of a sudden, was my question, are they talking about this stuff now? Most of the stuff's been going on for years. The Federal Reserve has been in place since 1913, so why all of a sudden cover the end of Fed and the Federal Reserve issues now? I mean, just, and they're doing it all at once. They started last October, and they're just doing it all at once. This is not an accident. This is not a product of the people in the mass media just suddenly deciding to bring it out. Because like I told you, the mass media is so incredibly controlled for all the reasons I've already given you on this show. If you don't understand, go to the archives and listen to the show later and start over and look at all the reasons I pointed out with depleting uranium and so forth, Amazon rainforest, everything. The mass media is incredibly well controlled. I mean, why don't they talk in the mass media, for example, about herbal remedies for swine flu? Then never have I heard that, ever seen anything like that. There's all kinds of herbal remedies for swine flu, like anise and vitamin D and selenium and vegan diet or vegan eating habits and so forth. But they can't talk about that because their advertising base in the mass media is big pharma. Okay, when you watch some news show in the mass media, they don't have, you know, herbal food companies as their advertisers. They have Pfizer, Merck, Eli Lilly and all these other companies. So they have to have information. These people pay their bills. The mass media shows that aren't written for us. They're written for their advertisers who pay their bills. So they need to have information that's conducive to their paying advertisers, not to what the viewers. So there you go. There you have it. And by the way, a lot of these companies like Bayer started in Nazi Germany and just simply moved over here during and after World War II. Go read their history. There's another thing that never made the mass media. Very interesting, isn't it? Just amazing. So anyway, this first article, "The New World Order is Taking Over the Truth, Patriot and Truth Movements." So there's all these movements. 9/11 Truth, that's the movement describing how 9/11 was an inside job, pre-planned by and carried out by members of the New World Order, and the high-level people in our government just went along with it and actually worked with them to make it happen. For example, Rumsfeld, the former Secretary of Defense under Bush, he was in the Pentagon the day of 9/11, and then he said he was running around the lawn after there was the explosion there. And if he was running around the lawn there, he would have known very well that there's no evidence anywhere of there being a plane that hit there. Okay, there's not a plane wreckage site. Okay, well, what it is a bomb site of some sort. Okay, so, and then he gets on the radio, though, 45 minutes later, and says a seven jetliner hit the Pentagon. Now, how does he know that? He has no evidence for that. So it's clear that he pre-planned it, and he's part of the whole thing, and so forth. This is all described in huge detail in my book, Corporatism, Chapter 4, where I give really fine-tuned and sharp information for why we can know 9/11 is an inside job. Because when I just started to get on this back in 2002 and so forth, I wanted to know for myself. So what you get, a lot of what you get in my book, Corporatism, is my exploration and trying to figure out for myself how I can believe this is an inside job. Because I wanted sheer proof before I was going to believe it, because that really altered my perception of the world, knowing something like that. And then, of course, I published an article in Republic Magazine, this current issue that's out, called The History of False Flag Terror. And what I learned after is what it says in that article, and that is that the history of the world is the history of false flag terror. Things like the fall of the Tower of Babylon, and the French Revolution and so forth. So, you know, the great wars like World War I, World War II, and so forth. So, what we found then is that also the mass media is talking about all these issues they never would discuss starting in October, November 2008. And it was just shocking to me. I said, and there's, due to the fact that the mass media is so highly controlled, this can't be an accident. Due to the fact that the New World Order controls the mass media, it must be the case that they are specifically trying to tell us something, trying to get us to think something, trying to condition us to think something. And what they're trying to condition us to, well, as you're going to find out as we progress here in this discussion today, is revolution. It must be the case that they're trying to get us to form revolution. This is what New World Order has always done through the millennia. Like, the French Revolution is a perfect example. Revolution is, they can easily steer revolutions into utter violent chaos, and then what they can do is use them for setting up perfect police states. And what better thing to do than start off incredibly chaotic revolution than to announce through their mass media, oh, we just discovered that Bush did 9/11. The government is full of criminals. Okay. Now, it was just announced, Alex Jones also has on his website today, September 10, 2009, that there's a $3.5 billion new Homeland Security megastructure, mega complex being built. I didn't catch where, I just saw the first couple lines of that article. I didn't get a chance to read it yet. So, I mean, that's what your tax dollars are going for. That's what the bank bailout went for. That's what everything's focused on. I mean, they're not using $3.4 billion to build, you know, spirituality centers, meditation centers, or art centers. I mean, we've got enough security. I mean, and plus, all this Homeland Security doesn't bring security. I mean, there's more terrorists now than there was way back in, you know, 2002 or 1 or something. I mean, so the more they put into all this, the more the world falls into chaos. So it's just a joke, but I guess Americans are too busy watching TV to figure all this out, so they don't see that correlation that the more we put into Homeland Security, the more things fall apart. So it doesn't work. It's simply all a joke. It's simply for, as Alex Jones so nicely points out, it's simply all for turning us into, just like Napoleon turned France into a police state, it's just all for turning America into a police state. And revolution and chaos is going to be used to do that. That's the point. Who would ever suspect that they would use, I mean, it's like they pre-planned this way back then. They purposely did 9/11 sloppy. I mean, here's an example. I mean, the towers, the way they fell, it's so obvious that they were controlled demolitions. I mean, the buildings just turned into dust all of a sudden. That's not how buildings fall, people. If there's, you know, big holes just in the center, you got to have big beams bumping into other big beams, and, you know, it can't just fall straight down in 9 seconds. It's got to be, you know, it would not fall completely down anyways. And this isn't my opinion. There's all kinds of physicists all over the place at MIT and Stanford and everywhere else, which the mass media will never cover, but there exists. They're out there. Just go to 9/11 Journal on Google, and you'll see there's all kinds of journals that they've started and everything. So you got the best scientists in the country endorsing this. So, and then let's go through more examples. They had the third building fell in the evening on 9/11, World Trade Center 7. It fell at 6 or 7 at night or something. And it just looks exactly like one of those buildings that when you see those Las Vegas hotels that they demolish by the professional demolition companies, it just looks exactly the same. It just all of a sudden just falls, you know, perfectly in just about a couple seconds. So, I mean, that doesn't make any sense because the only damage to it was a small fire in a room in a corner. So, and that's one of the building was ultra powerful. And there's never been a building ever anywhere in history ever that's fallen from a fire, let alone one fire in one room. So let's keep going. There was, and the Pentagon is my favorite. That's the one I cover in such incredible detail in my book, Corporatism, which you can buy at Amazon. It's just, I think, $12 or something, 400 pages. Got it right here in front of me. 800 footnotes. It's everything I think you need to know about what's really going on in the world is in that book, what's going on with our lives. So anyways, the Pentagon, I mean, think about how sloppy and ridiculous this is. There was never even a picture of a plane released. Okay, there was no plane parts were found. There were some strange parts that looked like parts of a small plane that were found, and just only like three or four. And then there was some weird parts way out by the street, which were totally unsinged. I mean, if you had a blast of that magnitude and that temperature at the Pentagon, you can't have, you know, way out by the street, way away from the building, a piece of metal that's completely doesn't even have any smoke damage or anything. That doesn't make any sense. I mean, it's like somebody just threw it out of a car and they're driving by or something. So, I mean, you know, billions of people were just told that a plane hit the Pentagon on 9/11, and people believe it. People believed it. So, but really, all that happened is just there was a big explosion, and then initially there at the Pentagon. And if you remember, about a half hour, 15 minutes or a half hour later, the roof collapsed. But if you look at the pictures of the Pentagon before the roof collapsed, the windows weren't even broken on the wall. There's just a fire inside. So, I mean, that jetliner was 60 tons or something. It's going 500 miles an hour. The jet engines each were like 10 tons and 10 feet in diameter. I mean, they're going to break some windows, don't you think? So then, you know, a half hour into the Pentagon, the roof collapsed. And then, I could go on and on and on and on about all the problems. So, and then, you know, look at the plane in New York, I think it was, that they say crashed. Plane parts were found in an 8-mile radius from the supposed crash site. Well, that's not how it works, okay? When a plane crashes, you don't have plane parts 8 miles away, okay? That means a plane was blown up in midair. So, long story short here is that everything about 9/11 was a lie, and it's kind of curious of how incredibly sloppy it was done. It was almost so sloppy that they're trying to lure people like myself in writing corporatism or many other activists out there to get in and fight to reveal that 9/11 was an inside job, because they're pre-planning all along to bring this out, because when it comes out in full, people are going to be so shocked and so stunned. They're going to literally, and remember I said this, they're going to literally fall apart, certain people. They'll be so stunned. Their worldview will be so radically changed that they will not be able to deal with it, and they'll just go into a state of shock, okay, to find out that the world is like this and that this is going on all along. Okay? So let's keep going here. I need to keep moving through this. So the first article I published basically is my being sort of curious as to why all of a sudden the mass media is talking about all the 9/11 truth issues and all the patriot issues, as they're often called, the Federal Reserve and 9/11 is an inside job and all this kind of stuff. So I concluded this article that I wrote at Infowars.com. Well, they have to be doing it on purpose. And what's their reason? Well, just what I just said, revolution. Here's what I say. It's quite obvious that, you know, this is a little ways down the article. It's quite obvious the New World Order is pushing for violence, as Alex Jones has been pointing out. The New World Order, through our governments, is pushing the populace so hard more than ever each day with impossible taxation, with crazy new laws like banning homeschooling and so forth, with giving the police tasers, making home gardens illegal, announcing that the bankers are robbing us, announcing that the government is not helping the economic crisis but is fueling it, and more importantly than anything, getting ready to remove the Second Amendment and all of the Constitution. They are creating a system where we are not Americans, but we are all living in a state of slaves on plantations, where the only possible option is revolt and violence. Okay, so you can read on. That's just one little snippet I just happened to peek at in this article. So the article states that the New World Order, through the mass media, is trying to hijack the topics that people like Alex Jones and myself and others have been talking about for years. Now, keep in mind, when I wrote corporatism, believe it or not, I actually kind of suspected this going on back then. But it was just kind of a thought in the back of my mind. It was not something I really I think there's one footnote in corporatism that addresses this and says, hey, what if they were trying to purposely reveal 9/11 to bring out ultra-chaotic revolution, since they've done that before, to set up the New World Order? That's interesting. And then I leave it at that. But that was years ago that I wrote corporatism in 2002 to 2007. And now I see fully that that's exactly where things appear to be going. And for some reason, I guess I'm the first person to be bringing this up. Now, I'm not trying to say that because I think I'm special. I'm not in this for fame and popularity. I'm doing this for fun and passion and because I want to live, not die in a plantation. But for some reason, nobody else is picking this up. I mean, I just emailed Kurt Nimmo at Infowars.com, and I said, you know, in the email, I said, Kurt, if you can, run one of my stories on our revolution being hijacked for the purposes I'm stating, because it's pretty obvious this is what's going on, as I'm going to keep explaining on the show today and as I do in these articles. And it's also exactly what the New World Order has done forever, you know, as far as history goes back, as we can tell. So there's nothing new here. So this is pretty critical to get this information out. I didn't hear back from him. I've had communication with him before. It's not that I was just emailing him out of blue. He knows exactly who I am and so forth. And we've talked on email. So I think that people are just afraid of this information. But we can't be afraid of this information. I mean, how many times have we had in this 9/11 truth movement that we've been doing since 9/11/01, how many times have we had a plot twist? How many times have we been challenged? This could be the biggest challenge of all, but we need to get serious and not shy away, because the reasons I give in these articles that I'm going to give today are serious for why this is what's going on. So let me move on to the next article. Okay, the next article in this series about this specific topic is called The New World Order Wants the New World Order to Fail, Order Out of Attacking the New World Order. This was published on June 7, 2009, and I consider this sort of a masterpiece. I'm not saying that to sound vain or something. I've studied this a lot. I've had a lot of help from people like Dr. Deagle and Alex Jones and so forth, and understanding all this through the last 9 years. But I think this article really sums things up a lot. And basically what the article says is, if you look at the history of the world, it's always been controlled by this single group of elites. You can call them the New World Order as far back as you want, all the way to the Tower of Babylon. And what they always do is they remain in secret and control people through cruelty. And then they'll have certain measures where they specifically escalate their cruelty and then reveal that it's them that are doing it, and then they'll act as if it's the low levels of the New World Order that are carrying it out, and then the people attack the low levels of the New World Order, and that leads to revolution, and then the revolution is used by the New World Order to further set up their New World Order society, what's called the Brave New World. Now, in this article, I give an example, and that's World War II. Okay, Hitler was specifically put in power. He was funded by Rockefeller and IBM and so forth. Not many people know that now, but go read. There's an author named Black who wrote a book called IBM and the Holocaust. That guy is no joke. I think I mentioned him last week, or maybe it was on another radio show. Read his book about that topic, and it's very revealing. But Hitler was put into power. He instituted incredible cruelty in that nation, largely in secret. Then it was revealed, and the world attacked him. And with that attack, there was a sort of a global revolution called World War II. And out of World War II, the New World Order used that chaos to set up the next phase of their world. And what did they use to set up? What did they use out of World War II to set up? Well, they set up the Pentagon. They set up Truman's Mental Health Act, which basically said, oh, everybody's mentally ill because there was such cruelty and madness in World War II, so everybody must have this deep inner madness inside them and this inner violence, so we need to have mental health studies. And that's turned into all this mental health stuff, which is all a joke. And the reason it's a joke is because in the 1950s, America had the number one education system in the world, and the Ritalin didn't exist. None of that stuff existed. And now it does, and we're the third worst education system in the world. You see a pattern forming? I could go on why it's a joke, but all that crap is just made up. We didn't need attention deficit and Prozac and all these mental illnesses back in the 50s. And we were a much better society. So that's proof, and more proof that all that crap is just made up. All this, you know, learning disability junk. Okay, learning disability, you know what that is? Is bad parenting, too much TV, bad food, and horrible schools and all that. So there is no such thing as learning disability. There's such thing as a bad school. There's such thing as a parent that's overworked and can't get it together and so forth. Okay, so anyway, and that, you know, so many other things that came out of World War II. The CIA was formed. I mean, there's a New World Order organization if I've ever heard one, and so forth. This article talks about all kinds of examples. So basically, the article called "The New World Order Wants the New World Order to Fail: Order Out of Attacking the New World Order." June 7, 2009, Jeffrey Grupp, Infowars.com. You can do what you want, but I strongly recommend you go read this article. I'm still digesting the information of this article and still really can't quite believe I put it together. It's I'm not trying to be vain, but it's something special. There's something we all need to wake up to big time right now in this article, because it's exactly what's going on right now. And I'm really not sure why, you know, people like Alex Jones and Webster Tarpley and, you know, everybody else isn't figuring this out. Isn't this kind of obvious? Okay, I mean, so anyway, the article describes how the New World Order rules the world in secret and reveals itself through its cruelty. And then the low levels of the New World Order, for example, is the politicians that work for the New World Order, as I described earlier in the show, like our politicians in Washington who, through think tanks and lobbyists and so forth, work for the New World Order. The cruelty will be blamed on them. So like just like the cruelty of Germany was blamed on Hitler. It wasn't blamed on IBM or Rockefeller or Ford, the funders of Hitler, Standard Oil. It was blamed on Hitler. Okay? That's like if a criminal breaks into your house and I'm trying to think of an analogy here, but I can't think of one. I'm not going to try to sit here and think of one. I'm just going to keep going. I think you get the picture. So this article shows that history is a process of the New World Order being revealed, so we attack the low levels of the New World Order. That leads to bloody revolution. The revolutions are used to further create the brave new world. That's the phrase given to the world, the controlled world that the New World Order likes to have in place. A world of disempowered citizens, of poor quality food, of poverty, bad education, incredible police state control, and so forth. The whole world pretty much looks like that now. Now, America is still largely free, I'm so happy to say. But most of the world is this fascist police state run by the New World Order. Now, America's run by the New World Order, but it's not quite completely to that level yet. So that's what that article says, and I guess let's just move on. I feel like I should get more treatment to it, but because I'm just scrolling through right now on my computer. There's so much detail. I just like to go reread this article for myself sometimes to refresh my memory, because it's right before our eyes that what's in this article is exactly what's going on now. For some reason, the first person to point this stuff out is little old me on the Little Old Antimatter Radio Show. antimatterradio.com. For some reason, the big heavy hitters like Alex Jones and Jeff Rantz and George Norrie and so forth, they're not seeing this or something. They need to see it. You need to email them. You need to point it out. Refer them to this website. Refer them to my article I published last night, September 10, early this morning, that is, on restorerepublic.com, which I'm going to go over that article in a minute. Don't bring publicity to me. I don't care. Just point this out that it's going on, so they start talking about it. I don't care if they give the credit to me or not. That doesn't matter. We need this to be. This is the missing link. This is the missing ingredient that everybody in this movement's missing. The heavy hitters like Norrie and Jones and Rentz, Steve Quayle, Deagle. This is what they're missing. I'm supposed to be on Deagle's show next Thursday, or Friday, we're not sure. But it probably looks like Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern, right before this show. I'm going to try, I'm trying to get Deagle to let me present all this information there. So if so, that would be a big step. I've tried to in the past in his show, but he's not understood what in the world I'm talking about. He just does, he's, I don't think he's understood at all or gotten. And I've tried to, when I was on Alex Jones, the very end of that show, I tried to explain it, and I don't think Alex had any idea what I was talking about. It does take a 2-hour show like this today to try to, you know, pan it, you know, get it all hashed out. And it's still, I'm really, you know, I'm sitting here stumbling with my words and trying to do it in the best possible way because this is new information. And anyway, let's just move on. The next article I published in this series, okay, there's 3 more articles. These are the biggies. I published them all very recently. All were published at Restore the Republic. September 7 and 1, early this morning, September 10. Let's talk about the first one. It's called The New World Order is Going to Orchestrate American Revolution 2. Okay? There's a title for you. Now, let me go through this carefully. Basically, what the article says is we see these town hall protests. We see this revolution rising. And the New World Order's mass media is covering it. To a degree, and of course, always in a slanted, distorted manner they do, but they're giving attention to it. They're showing that this rage exists, which is interesting because you might say, well, of course they do. Because before, when the Iraq War was going on in its early stages, they didn't show the rage because there were massive protests all over the place, huge. And the New World Order's mass media, Fox News, MSNBC, and so forth, NPR, they wouldn't cover it. Or they would say, oh, 10,000 people marched when it was really 500,000 or something like that. So trust me, the New World Order's mass media has not been interested in showing this mass rage that exists. That's something new. That's something that just started in the last couple months. And all of a sudden, they're trying to show through their mass media their controlled information. They're trying to show, hey, the thing to do is to be angry, to fight against Obama, to lash out, to... They're trying to show by example that this is the way things are going. This is what we need to see is really going on in the world. So for reasons I explained earlier, if there's information coming out in the mass media, it's there for a reason. It's there to get you to be conditioned by it. So they're trying to condition you that the way to act now is to be filled with rage towards who? Not towards the IMF, not towards the World Bank, not towards the UN, not towards the New World Order, but towards the low-level peons that work for the New World Order, like all these, like our politicians. Okay, the last article I just referred to, the New World Order wants the New World Order to fail. That's exactly what I said is going to happen. Now, I wrote that article, the New World Order wants the New World Order to fail, on June 7. Now, I was interested to see that shortly after... The town hall explosion started after that, okay? So that would be this model I give in the New World Order wants the New World Order to fail was bolstered, was reinforced, was supported by what happened with the town hall revolution that emerged shortly after, because the town hall revolution was in the mass media was specifically shown to be a revolution of attacking the low-level peon politicians, okay? Attacking Obama, attacking all these senators, okay? Not people like Alex Jones who are out there attacking the CIA and the IMF and the World Bank and the UN and the World Trade Organization, the World Health Organization, and so forth. No, that's out of the media. They want you specifically in the mass media thinking that your problems are because of these low-level peons in the government, not by the New World Order that controls them, okay? So that's a pretty big success for this June 7 article I wrote. So that's a direct prediction of that article that came out right after. Because the town hall protest was July and August. So you think that this model is not serious that I wrote in this article on June 7 on Infowars.com called The New World Order Wants the New World Order to Fail that you can find on AntimatterRadio.com on the left side under Political Writings. If you think it's not serious, then why did that prediction come out? After the article was written, okay? All right, let's go to the next one. Again, I'm not trying – you can think whatever you want of me. I really don't care. You can think I'm trying to get you to think, oh, I'm so smart, I predicted this. No, I'm just trying to. If you think I'm just doing this to try to get, you know, attention marks myself, you can think whatever you want. Okay, if I was doing that, I would be trying to email Alex Jones every day to get on his show. I'd be trying to do other things to bring publicity to myself. And no, I'm really not. I just do this little radio show, which is advertised nowhere, in which has a small audience compared to the big shows like Alex Jones, because I haven't pursued enough. I'm just doing this for sport. Okay, so anyway, let's go to the next article. The New World Order is going to orchestrate American Revolution 2. Published on August 26, 2009. And this article, it says, this is the first one that really brings it forth. The articles before were just giving models of how this is all going to work. This article specifically says, what's going on now, for many reasons listed in the article, is that this revolution that's blooming in the town halls and with 9/11 truth gaining so much ground is all being hijacked and allowed to come forth by the New World Order for all the reasons. You have to go through these articles. I guess I'm trying to describe this on this radio show, and it's hard to. You have to go through and see all the evidence they give in all these articles. Let me try to give some of the evidence right here. Okay? The article starts off, the August 26th article, the New World Order is going to orchestrate American Revolution 2, starts off with a set of points. It says, let me just read this. Here's the start of the article. I have some very important and irking questions for you. One, many of us are surprised that all of a sudden there was a powerful revolution brewing in America as if overnight. But was it actually brewing before that, such as with the anti-war protests through the years that the mass media ignored, among other examples? Instead, it is the case that the mass media just simply decided to start covering the revolt now after the police state was in place. Why are they suddenly covering it now? Is it to fuel it? There's a profound question for you. Here's point two. There has been an economic class in place occurring for years, but the mass media did not cover it until last fall when the companies in the Dow Index fell by 50%. Why didn't they cover any of the details leading up to that, which were glaringly obvious? People like Alex Jones were covering those for years. Okay. Let me continue. Point three. The New World Order has existed for thousands of years, but the mass media has done a wonderful job of hiding it from us. But that all changed overnight last fall when the mass media started announcing all at once, and as if it was suddenly a switch flipped on, that there was a New World Order. Why did this suddenly happen after being hidden for decades? Point four, why did the mass media copiously report on the Tea Parties and the end of Fed demonstrations in such incredible detail earlier this year? I wrote an article on that, published at Infowars.com. It's also on that political writings page. Five, why are ultra-powerful talk show hosts like Alex Jones, who are gaining incredible momentum daily, allowed to stay on air by the New World Order-controlled Internet? Okay, why are they not taken out? Why are not people like Alex Jones taken out? Alex Jones is often wondered why they don't kill me. He's often discussed that, why they don't kill him, Alex Jones. It's a sad topic because that would be very upsetting. And he's had a number of reasons, but I think the reason is because the New World Order wants to use this revolution that people like me and Dr. Deagle and Alex Jones that are helping bring forth for their chaos, for revolution, so they can use the chaos for their benefit. Okay, so people like me and Alex Jones are, unfortunately, doing what they may want us to do. Awaken the people, because the people are going to be so shocked when they figure all this out. They're going to go crazy, and the New World Order may want that to happen. Okay. Seven. Obama is falling in the polls faster than any president in U.S. history. He specifically promised to end NAFTA and the wars and so on, but now we see that all this is just a joke. He's never paid a wink to his promises and only has gone the other direction, increasing the troop levels in Afghanistan and so forth. Question, why the New World Order is well-engineered, not run by idiots, but by ultra-geniuses. So they could not have accidentally doomed Obama in this way. So this downfall could only have been planned. No accident. Eight, why is the New World Order massively building up police forces and paramilitary squads in the U.S., creating huge unconstitutional standing armies, building ultra-massive concentration camps, complexes across the nation? Both of these the mass media is silent about, very interesting, when there is no significant increase in crime over and above what has occurred given the economic crisis conditions. Very profound question. Point nine. Why was information on the utter corruption of the Fed, the U.S. Treasury, Goldman, and the relations and laundering between those three groups and between other institutions, how Goldman competitor Lehman Brothers was not bailed out, but Goldman was, how Hank Paulson used to work for Goldman, that's the U.S. Treasury Secretary at that time, which I mentioned earlier, all allowed into the U.S. media continually and pointed out in the U.S. media continually since fall of 2008, when for all the decades from 1913 to last fall, any such information was utterly censored from the mass media. There you go. And here in the article, I say, here's the answer. The New World Order, I mean, why did all these things happen, point one through nine? Here's the answer. The New World Order is now planning the upcoming American Revolution, wants to get behind and actually run the revolution, steering it into their brave new world. Who would ever suspect it? The New World Order knows that they never can attempt to take over the people in the way they want to without massive revolt. So rather than avoiding revolt, revolution, or human renaissance, they want to freely allow these. They're infiltrating and co-opting them, in other words, hijacking them, using them for their interests, which they intend to be order out of chaos, or the New World Order out of the bloody chaos. And they just go on and on here with all kinds of other information. So basically the point is the mass media is doing all sorts of things to fuel revolt. That can't be an accident, because the mass media is so well controlled, for reasons already pointed out today, that it has to be the case they're trying to create revolt. Why would they want to recreate revolt? Because it's what they've always done to create their new world order out of all the horrible chaos. And what better to use to create a revolt than to tell everybody what you did, that you did 9/11, but blame it on the low-level politicians that work for the new world order. Okay? That's exactly what this article points out. It's exactly what the other one, the June 7 InfoWars article, "The New World Order Wants the New World Order to Fail," article points out. If you read the comments on the InfoWars article, people didn't understand what I was talking about in that article. I mean, I laid it out as clear as I could, but this is such a paradigm shift. Here's what people think is going on. They think the New World Order just, oops, accidentally, sloppily created 9/11. They did it so sloppy because they're lazy or something. And oops, they're incredibly highly controlled mass media. Oops, let some of the information out about it. I give all kinds of examples in the article published last night, which I'll go over in a minute, about how they let the information out. And then they really don't want the information to come out, but, oh, you know, it's coming out and they can't stop it, and we're going to win this fight, and the New World Order just made some mistakes. Well, I've got news for you. That is not what's going on. I bet you that's what 99.9% of the people in these Patriot and Truth movements and Alex Jones listeners and Deagle listeners and Rents listeners, I bet that's what 99.9% of them think. But it is not going on. I've got so much evidence, like I just gave, for why that's not what's going on. The New World Order is not that stupid. This is an ultra, ultra sophisticated, so sophisticated that a lot of people just don't believe it exists because it's so sophisticated. So sophisticated and in tune with how to manipulate us through our psychology and so forth, that there's no way that they would just sloppily create 9/11 and oops, accidentally let it get revealed slowly more and more in time through the mass media and accidentally all of a sudden have all this revolt and so forth, you know, advertised in the mass media starting last fall and all of a sudden just suddenly point out all this stuff about, you know, what the banks are really up to, Goldman Sachs is really up to, and the Treasury is really up to, and so forth, and the Federal Reserve. There's no way this is an accident. This is all deliberately being brought out, deliberately being put in front of everybody's face to specifically get people to realize the truth and to revolt against who they're going to be told is responsible for 9/11, and that's elements of the U.S. government, which is false. They just went along with it and are not behind it. So that's the real story of what's going on. That's what's pointed out in this article. That's what everybody has to start thinking in terms of. That's what, for some reason, I guess the Patriot community can't figure out. Okay? Doesn't get a whole lot clearer than I think the way I just put it in the last 3 minutes. Okay, so let's go to the next article then. That one was published just a few days ago, September 7, 2009. It's RestoreTheRepublic.com. You can get it on the political writings page on antimatterradio.com. Okay, let me see. I'm having a hard time locating it here. Okay, hold on 1 second. I'll have to locate this article. So let me try to describe it to you while I try to find this article here on the Internet. So what happened was, is starting early last week, there was a huge media circus over the Van Jones eco-czar in the Obama administration. Okay? It was this guy who's advertised as an incredibly sophisticated, intellectual, handsome, sharp, well-spoken guy that we found out is what, an ultra-Marxist and a 9/11 truther. He thinks, oh, what does he think? Does he think the New World Order did 9/11? No. He thinks Bush did it. See the pattern forming here? Once again, point right to Bush. Okay? And by the way, I said earlier in the show he bought land in South America. Yeah, that's true. Go look it up. He bought, I think it's Uruguay is the country, right in the middle of South America. And they bought a huge plantation. But when he was president in 2005 or something like that, in the mass media, oh, guess what? Not a peep. Now, that is quite a newsworthy story. If you're president of your country, he buys a massive plantation in the middle of a country in South America. There's nothing more newsworthy on that suspicious behavior, but nope, not a peep. The media during 2005, what did they tell us about? They told us about Kobe Bryant was in trouble, and Martha Stewart was in trouble, and all kinds of other tabloid stories. I think that was the Britney Spears year where they covered Britney Spears in the media every single day. Nope, not a peep about the president buying a plantation. So do you see a pattern forming here? If everybody... Whenever 9/11 truth is brought up in the mass media, it's always, 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 always blamed on Bush. I give examples in this, the article I published last night about this. And there's a pattern forming here. If you notice that Bush has a plantation, there's going to be apparently a staged fleeing of him fleeing to South America. Either secretly, maybe he'll go there in secret, or maybe it'll be presented that he fled to... a place of refuge where he has asylum in another country for the crime he committed that, well, they'll say he committed, but really he had nothing to do with it. He just knew a little bit about it probably beforehand and went along with it. So, anyways, I have this article up in front of me here. It's called the Van Jones 9/11 Truth, quote, controversy, unquote, was staged. Now, this all happened last week, so a lot of you will remember it. And it is a sign that the New World Order is going into high gear hijacking American Revolution II. Jeffrey Grupp, September 6, 2009. Actually, I think it's September 7th. I published it late at night, so I must have been right in between two time zones. Anyways, what this article basically says is, here we go, we have more... more of the mass media telling us that 9/11 is... Oh, now it's 9/11 truth, the idea that 9/11 is an inside job, is promoted by people in the government, in the trendy Obama administration. Hey, and by a really trendy black guy. He wears cool glasses. He's very well-spoken. He's incredibly intellectual. And he's an eco guy, a green revolution guy. What could be trendier than that? And hey, he's a 9/11 truther. And here's the thing, the incredibly highly controlled mass media, endless coverage, nonstop, a media circus over the event. So, again, in line with my articles and in line with what I've talked about today, if it's in the mass, this incredibly controlled mass media, it's only there for one reason, because the New World Order wants it there, and they want you to think about it, and they want you to be conditioned by it. So now, what are Americans supposed to think? Now they're supposed to think, Obama did not castigate Van Jones in any way. He hardly had anything to say, other than, he's resigning, but we're going to move him to another place in the administration. So he really is still part of the Obama administration. So now, what are people in America going to think? Oh, trendy Obama is part of 9/11 truth, the Obama administration, more specifically. And trendy, handsome people are. And it's Bush that did it. So, I mean, there's nothing clear. This is very, very clear. Okay, again, I refer back to the New World Order wants the New World Order to fail, June 7, article on Infowars.com. This is all coming right out. It seems pretty obvious to me. So this article you can all read on the Political Writings page. And let me get to the last article here. This is the most important one. That's the one I published early this morning. It's called, the heading is New World Order Wants 9/11 Exposed. But the title of the article is The Bush Family Bought a Plantation in South America Because the New World Order pre-planned bringing out that 9/11 was an inside job to blame it on Bush. I think this, after the New World Order Wants the New World Order to Fail article, June7andForbes.com, I think this is the second most important one that sums everything up. And basically what this article says is that the revolution is hijacked, the New World Order wants it to come out, that 9/11 is an inside job, they're going to use it for revolution. There's all kinds of evidence presented here in it why that's the case. I mean, you should be able to see the evidence. I mean, all of a sudden you've got all these stories out about Bush and the CIA and all the war crimes that were going on during the Bush administration. I mean, those were known clear as day. And all of a sudden now, back then, but all of a sudden now, all at once, they're coming out in the mass media. I mean, come on. And then all of a sudden, all at once, Van Jones all over the mass media blaming this trendy Obama guy, blaming Bush for 9/11 in the highly, incredibly controlled mass media. I mean, come on. This, we can't figure this out. This is what's going on. And then they give a bunch of examples in the article showing how the mass media has been, through disinfo and so forth, basically through the years, spoon-feeding Americans this idea that 9/11 is an inside job. Okay, now let me get to the important part of this. And we'll wrap this up in about 5 or 10 minutes. People in the truth community, the Patriot community, that are passionately acting as activists for 9/11 as an inside job and trying to get that information out, view what I'm saying here today as an act of being, I'm a traitor to their movement. I'm undercutting their efforts. And the last part of this article published this morning states exactly why that's not true. Okay? Because then if the New World Order wants to push that 9/11 is an inside job, they can do it all they want. They're just doing the same thing that activists like myself and Alex Jones are trying to do. If they want to help get the information out that 9/11 is an inside job, great. If we're already interested in doing that, what's the problem if they're going to do it too? That's not the problem. That's actually good. The problem is the effect that they want of getting this information out versus the effect that the patriotic activists like myself and Deagle and Alex Jones and the others, what we want in getting this information out. That's the issue. Okay? The effect is revolution will happen. And, I mean, and there's an understatement. If this comes out in the way I'm projecting, you're going to have such incredible revolution it's going to make your head spin. Okay, so that the information comes out, it's going to come out. The New World Order wants it too, and activists like myself and others are pushing for it too. It's that's the first event. The second event is the result. That's what we need to focus on. That's where we should be. What we should be thinking about. The New World Order wants the effect to be bloody revolution, to use to set up their brave new world. That is different than what the patriotic Americans like myself want, and that's to use the information to set up a world run by the people. In other words, a return to 1776. Okay, there's where we need to focus on. Okay, so the point is all this does, everything I'm pointing out today, that there's going to be a staged unveiling of 9/11 as an inside job. All this points out is the following, that we need to start really focusing on the effect of it becoming ultra mainstream that 9/11 is an inside job. When everybody and their mother starts to see that this is the case, the effect of that is where we need to focus. And that is revolution. How is this revolution going to be? Is it going to be one of chaos that the New World Order runs? Or is it going to be one that the people, or one of peace that the people run? Okay, there, and if you wanted, I told you there's going to be information nobody's talking about ever before on the airwaves, ever before today. That's it right there. Because that's where nobody's focusing, but that's where we need to focus now, right now. I mean, I give all kinds of evidence that I've given today and I've given previously for why this staged unveiling of 9/11 as an inside job is going on. So we need to keep fighting for that, but also we need to do something new. What is going to be the effect of it becoming as mainstream as Michael Jackson Funeral. Okay? That's going to be revolution, and we need to focus right there. And nobody is. So this is actually optimistic, this information. This is optimistic for the 9/11 truth community. I'm not undercutting our efforts. I'm not being a traitor to the movement. I'm not also either saying something that is a highly risky theory. The evidence are very solid. When you've got somebody like Van Jones advertising 9/11 truth for the people of the world, there is no through this highly controlled New World Order's mass media, there's no question why that's coming out, because it's planned. You think Van Jones, that guy's a top level insider of the Obama administration. The Obama administration, which through lobbying and the think tanks and everything else, is directly working for the New World Order. Why do you think he lied on everything about his campaign, about ending the wars, ending NAFTA, not hiring lobbyists, and all this kind of stuff? And he's doing exactly the opposite on everything. Okay, that's because he's just part of the New World Order. It was all a joke and all a dream, everything he said in his campaigns. So you think one of his top-level guys, this trendy, handsome guy, sitting there attacking Bush, saying, you know, 9/11 is an inside job, and Bush, do you think that's just spontaneous and, oh, Obama didn't know about it, and the media just coincidentally covers it when they ignore all this other stuff, like depleted uranium and the burning of the rainforest and food shortage and what the bankers are really doing with the money and everything else? We go on for days about all the things the mass media covers and how they focus on Michael Jackson for a month. Do you think all this is an accident? You are crazy if you do. No way. This is exactly what's going on now. I think what I want to recommend is a lot of you listen to this show again and read the article. If you want to understand this, if you're all angry and you think, oh, this can't be true, or this is too complicated, and I want things to appear simple, then I guess this show isn't for you. But if you want to understand what's really going on, this show is for you, and the articles on the Political Writings link on the left side of the page of AntimatterRadio.com are for you. I'd maybe start with that article, The New World Order Wants the New World Order to Fail. That lays it all out. And I'm not sure why nobody else is understanding this. This is exactly what's going on now. I mean, I published it on Infowars.com. Kurt Nimmo of Infowars.com put it on his site, on Infowars.com, on Alex Jones' site. And that was basically it. I mean, but everything that the article says is playing out right now. So, again, I'm not trying to bring fame to myself. I'm trying to save my own life. All right? So I think we need to, if you really want to understand this stuff, you'll probably have to listen to this show again, think about all these issues, and realize that the New World Order always works through deception. They always work through trickery and through hiding. And if you think that it's as straightforward as, oh, they accidentally had such a sloppy 9/11, then, I mean, I don't know what you're thinking. A group that sophisticated does not do things by accident. FDR said I forgot where the quote comes from, but it's in Corporatism, and I talk about it in the article from this morning. He says, if something political happens, it was planned, not spontaneous. Okay, I forgot where that quote, I think that comes from his autobiography or something. So, and that's, I mean, I don't even need to tell you that. This is what people of the truth community have known all along anyways. You know, the bank bailouts and the economic collapse and the wars and 9/11 and all this stuff is pre-planned. So why on earth would the roaring popularity and increasing strength of 9/11 truth not be also pre-planned? Okay, if they didn't want it to come out, they simply would not cover it in the mass media, just like they don't want the fact that the swine flu was found in vaccines bird flu was found in vaccines before swine flu erupted, which Alex Jones reported on, but the mass media virtual utter blackout. Okay, that's something they don't want to come out. And Alex Jones' site, if you remember, was hijacked and taken down, and the Alex Jones channel on YouTube came down during that time. So that's how it works. So if it's in the media, they want you to know. So I feel like I'm repeating myself. Look, here's this bottom line. If you want to understand this, you're going to have to think about this. Because I have a feeling I'm bringing up some things that a lot of you haven't thought about before. This is a twist on things. This is a twist on the 9/11 truth activist movement. Okay, if you want to understand this, you're going to have to re-listen to this radio show. You're going to have to read the articles on antimatterradio.com, the left-hand side, the political writings link. You have to think about this, put it all together. And if you understand, you're going to have to start telling other truthers in the truth community. You're going to have to start trying to get the other bigger radio shows like Alex Jones or Rants.com or George Norrie or the New York Medical Report to start talking about this stuff. Because, I mean, I purposely didn't bring this up. I've been thinking about this for months and months. I started to really get onto this last fall. Well, I thought about it as far back as 2003 when I was writing Corporatism, but I really started getting on this as my main thing. I've been thinking about it as far as political issues last fall, and I purposely waited till today, this time, to bring it out just to make sure I really knew what I was talking about. And I had a lot of articles behind me to support this, and now I'm sure that this is what this needs to be taken this very seriously. People need to start looking into this. Alex Jones needs to start looking into this. Get his reporters on this. George Norrie. We need all these, you know, Steve Quayle. We need to get everybody looking at this. Okay, find out if I'm wrong or not. Find out if, forget me, don't bring the attention to me. Find out if this thesis is wrong. Okay? Because I think I've got enough in these articles and in this show today to at least have people look into this rather than completely just ignore it as if it's false. Okay? So I think that's a presentation I wanted to give on this. Information never reaching the airwaves anywhere ever before this show today. So I hope that you all can understand what I'm saying with this information. Those of you who are interested in the more spiritual and archaeological issues that the show usually involves, we will resume that next week. Check antimatterreader.com, the show schedule, for exactly what we'll be covering. The schedule could change. And I hope you enjoyed today's show and learned from it, and we'll resume our typical subject matter next week. I hope all of you have an excellent week.